5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Is Russ bad for business? Are we getting to that point now where Russell Wilson is bad for business? Because Nathaniel Hackett, for better or worse, is still a really young coach. And so players go to different teams all the time. I don't know that is Hackett, like, if you're a free agent, Angel, you are a free agent. Is your reason for not coming to Denver going to be more so because of Nathaniel Hackett or Russell Wilson? You could be a defensive player or an offensive player. Just knowing that right now, the offense, no matter what position you play, isn't good enough to win games.
Yeah, I don't imagine a lot of NFL players are sitting down watching NFL Network and ESPN every single day trying to get the feel of what does the national media think about this specific team. But I do think they talk to each other. It's a big group of, you know, it's a fraternal brotherhood almost, and they communicate with each other. They talk to each other about players. And if there was a free agent that is got interest from Denver and they're like, what's Russell like? I've been hearing some things. Can you confirm or deny that he is a goofball? Is he going to try to feed me Subway in my locker?
Is he going to
try to be buddy-buddy when I just walk in the building?
Yeah, are all those things that he does, are they going to annoy me, make me frustrated, and then not result in wins?
Because how bad is it really?
Yeah.
Does it annoy you, or is it just that's just who he is and you get used to it?
Is it bad there, or is this just the media blowing it out of proportion? Like, don't you just get the sense, like with Draymond Jones, again, he seems annoyed. Like, that the question last week, like, do you see yourself here long term? Do you see yourself with the, do you want to be back with the Broncos next year? I'm here now. That's not a ringing endorsement. But it's not because of Hackett. Everything you just said is not because of Hackett. It's because of Russ. It's the complete opposite of what Peyton Manning dealt with. There's no wide receiver that's a free agent that's looking at Denver going, yeah, I want to go there. Prove my stock. I'm going to get receptions galore there.
I'm just looking at the wide receiver free agent market coming up. There's not a ton of big names on there. So you're going to really have to campaign to get some of these guys because we see the trend in the NFL. Go get your quarterback a receiver. And that's no slight to Cortland or Jerry, but you're not that guy.
They haven't been that guy. Maybe Tim Patrick's that guy. But what if Tim Patrick? Because Tim Patrick was so good with Drew Lock. You know, he was the most reliable wide receiver on this roster. I wonder if he's the missing link. Hard to believe, but could be. But the list of needs, I mean, are just growing. You almost need an overhaul of your entire offensive line. And that's how bad this thing is. You think Garrett Bowles is going to be back next year? I mean, they got him under contract, but there's a good chance that they get out of that. That they move on. Calvin Anderson, who's his backup. Tom Compton. I mean, look at this list. Dalton Reisner. You might sign him just because that's one less starting lineman you have to go find. Seriously, he might get re-signed just because they have way too much work to do outside of him. They might sign him just to keep that one piece consistent.
And whatever players you do sign, you're not signing them to max deals. You're not resetting the market on any of these guys.
No, you're not going to bring
outside of Patrick Surtain, but that's in a couple years.
Like, who are the hottest free agents coming up in the offseason? You're not going to get too crazy. If you can't sign Draymond Jones, you're probably going to have to go out and try to get a big name to come to Denver. And again, if the money's right, yeah, a lot of times players don't care because the money's right. But as far as you bidding the same amount as 31 other teams in the league, there's a lot of annoyance and drama going on with Denver that might make a player want to stay away.
About left tackle Orlando Brown Jr.
That would be nice. But you're paying Garrett Bowles to release him would be some kind of hit against the salary cap. But that would be nice. Yeah. Be good for that. Go after a stud LT.
Jack Conklin, right tackle of Cleveland.
All good there, too. You need a right. Dude, wouldn't that be great? Like,
Tom Brady.
Let's get a backup.
He'll be a free agent.
Get a backup for Russ. Tom Brady is back. is Russ's backup. Would you rather re-sign Draymond Jones, or if you could get aggressive, go after some offensive linemen? You're desperate for him. Your defense is good, but how, you know, we talk about the pieces going away, the Bradley Chubbs, and then suddenly Draymond Jones. Which piece is the Jenga brick that you pull out and it finally falls, right?
So the top three defensive players that will be free agents: Deion Jones, J.J. Watt, Marcus Peters, and on the D-line, Fletcher Cox and Robert Quinn.
All older, fairly older guys, right? Dude, this, you need your draft picks. I know that the cool thing to do now is to be like, draft picks don't matter. We'll build our team this way. That doesn't always work.
It helps when you have a quarterback.
It helps when you have a quarterback.
Quarterback that is established or is on a rookie contract.
And it helps when the free agent market is younger and better. And it doesn't sound like it. I mean, other than the offensive line, yeah, that's appealing. But you have to have four or five guys in there that are like, oh, we are excited to see what these guys can do. I look at this. If you're George Payton, are you really going to go get a stud head coach to come to Denver next season, knowing you've got Russell Wilson? You're locked in with Russ, dude.
I'm seeing early reports of Dan Quinn and Schottenheimer as a head coach OC combo, guys that have worked with Russell in the past. Maybe your best and only
option.
That's
your best and only option. You're not going to get a young up and comer. If that's what not that they should go that route again, because it's already failed two out of three times, and Vic probably three out of three times, because Vic was an up and comer. Not young, but he was an up and comer, never been a head coach. You're not going to get a Mike McDaniel. You're not going to get that kind of guy, are you? Because I'm not going to go take my chance and ruin my shot to be a head coach. Like, I go there for 2 years and I get fired and I'm not a head coach again, like Josh McDaniels, for another 7 or 8 years. They're not
He's back in that same boat already.
Yes, and you're not going to do it. That's why you can't chance it. If you're a young coach, you have to, and I know you want the opportunity to go be a good head coach, but you also can't get too jumpy. Because if you get too jumpy and you pick the wrong spot and you go where dreams go to die, like a Jacksonville or a Denver right now, then that's your career. Until coaching is so weird in the NFL. You got to work your way up. You're a positions coach, you're a coordinator. Boom. You tear it up as a coordinator for several years. Then you go out and you get a head coaching job somewhere. And then you suck and you get fired. And 2 years later, or a year later, you're back at the bottom. Oh, we'll bring him on to have him be the coordinator for our guy, or to be the quarterback's coach while we're looking. And then once that offensive coordinator leaves, he just moves right back up. You're just constantly moving around the roller coaster until something clicks, until something sticks. And you're not going to get a young coach anymore that looks at the Denver Broncos and goes, yeah, I can get with this Russell Wilson who's already set in his ways. You're going to have to get a veteran coach. There's no choice anymore. We've always talked about it. Dan Quinn type or Nathaniel Hackett type. There is no option. If you get rid of Nathaniel Hackett, you have to bring in a veteran head coach.
Yeah, and any negotiations that you have with that coach and Peyton, Russell Wilson's at that table no matter what.
Exactly, and that's
the
thing.
And you have to find a coach that's saying, hey, I will give up 5 years to work with this quarterback.
That's my guy. That's who I'm with. There's no me grooming a young... Because coaches, dude, the NFL is so much about control, you know? Coaches want to come in and they want to get their quarterback. GMs come in and they want to get their coach. Owners come in and they want to get their general manager. And that's what this is all about. So you have to find the right coach with the right temperament that comes in and goes, hey, I'm not about that anymore. I'm not about having to groom a quarterback. I'm going to try to win some football games. And if I can do that with Russ, great. But I don't know if that's going to be the route that they go. Or do you just stand pat and see what happens? Is George Payton the real? Is he on the real hot seat here?
He's the biggest wild card in this situation.
Because if you go to George Payton and you say, hey, George, you got to fire Hackett, do I have confidence in you to hire his replacement? Because you just hired this guy.
You did that and I wasn't here for it.
Yeah, and let's put all the cards on the table. What did Hackett's resume tell us? Failed play caller at Jacksonville? Not really the play caller at Green Bay.
Made Aaron Rodgers laugh a couple times.
What's his resume say? Why was he hired? Vic Fangio was hired because his defensive coordination ability was so good with Chicago, and his reputation was very good. Hackett, everybody loves the guy.
Was Hackett hired before or after the Wilson trade?
Before. Yes, before, I believe. Yes. Because typically you're hiring your coaches in what? Late January, early February? No, mid-February? Early February? I think Russell came later.
So was that...
Yes, he came later.
Hey, Nathaniel Hackett saying, hey, that's my guy. If you can get Russell, make that trade.
I can work with him. I'm sure they sat down and talked about it. But Nathaniel Hackett, doesn't he seem like the kind of guy that's like, what do you think, George?
Oh, Russell Wilson? I think he's... What do you think?
Yeah.
I think he's good. Yeah. What do you think? You think he's good?
I think he's amazing. Unless you don't, then I don't think he's amazing.
What could you trade for him? Yeah. No, that's a lot, but he's good.
That's more than fair.
Do it.
Go for it.
Send it in.
Yeah, let's go. Wait, and then George Payton goes, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh, it's too late. Ink's dry.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know either. B-Rad, and they passed on O'Connell. Look how he's doing. Passed on a lot of guys. Is it George Payton? And that's the thing. Like, if you just keep firing guys underneath him, are you at the point where you just say, hey, no, we can't just fire Hackett. You're the one who hired Hackett. You're the one who re-signed Russell Wilson without seeing him play a game for you in a Broncos uniform. What makes me believe that you're going to change everything? And that might be the guy that gets the axe before those two. You might do the same thing that John Elway did. Hey, I like Vic. I'm not going to be the one to fire him. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to fire myself. Not really, but kind of. I'm going to scooter on up top to the nice offices. And I'm going to bring you in, George. And George, congratulations. You ever see that Family Guy episode where it's like Peter Griffin is babysitting the baby? This is worse than the time Peter babysat the baby. And they're like, all right, little boy, we'll see you later. He's like full in the bathtub up to his eyes. He's like, I'm going to leave you in here, pal. I'm going to shut the light off. Here's this hair blow dryer to play with.
Here's the radio.
It's plugged in. If you want to listen to some music, that's plugged in. And towels are on the roof. See you later. Shuts the light off.
Here's a little bottle of pills.
Yeah.
It's a shaker.
Yeah, it's a shaker. That's what John did to George Payton. Hey, you know what? Here's this 60-plus-year-old head coach that has no idea what he's doing. We have Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke as our head quarterback battle there. We're looking for, well, I guess they didn't have Teddy at that time, but either way, we got Drew Locke. We're good. And we got all this other stuff to figure out. Plus, new owners are coming in, and they're probably going to roll some heads. See you later. George comes in. I like Vic. Yeah, he's a great guy. Holy crap, he's terrible. So is this going to be the same situation? Does the Walton Penner group look at this and go, we're not blaming Hackett. We're not going to blame Russ right now. Because, George, you're the one who hired all this. You're going to go. We're going to bring our own general manager in, and we're going to let you get the lay of the land this year, which would be another stopgap year for the Broncos, which makes me want to go insane. But that's what we're going to do. And then if Hackett and Russell Wilson don't pull off a miracle, then you get to figure it out. We believe in you.
And then by that, you're trading all your star players and rebuilding.
It's a never-ending cycle. I like to give Dixon a hard time because he talks about, he rips John Elway to shreds. Listen, for 5 years, John Elway did everything the right way. From the Tebow year to getting Peyton Manning to Denver, to Von Miller, to Champ Bailey, even. One of his first moves he did was to re-sign him. That was a good move. He made a lot of great decisions. Some of those draft picks worked out. Von Miller, all of it. He built a really good defense. He learned the error of his ways. We can't go win with Peyton Manning just throwing the ball 55 times a game. We can win a lot of football games, but we can't win the playoff games when it gets tough and cold and gritty. We got to win defensively. So he flipped the entire script, and they came in and changed the defense. After Super Bowl 50, the magic was gone. Because you know why? Very plain and simple. When he was asked about plan A, he said, or plan B, he said, we don't care about plan B, we care about plan A. Well, you were so enthralled with plan A, which, why wouldn't you be? You got Peyton Manning. You put plan B, and not only didn't you care, you crumpled it up and you threw it in the trash can. And you didn't give it another thought. And then until after the Super Bowl. And then it was, should we call Brock? Nah.
It always kind of felt that Brock was just the heir apparent.
And yeah,
no matter
and they
what
didn't
happened,
treat him like
Brock
that.
Was going to be the guy after Peyton.
And they didn't treat him. And maybe he, I still to this day think that if Brock Osweiler was not shipped off to where quarterbacks at that time, especially with O'Brien, go to die with Houston, I still think that there's something there with Brock Osweiler. Because that year, Brock kept, now defensively they were amazing, no fly zone. But that year, Brock Osweiler kept this offense above water. In a very tough situation, you're replacing the legend. You are taking his job because of an injury to his heel.
What was it, like six weeks or something that he was out?
Yeah, Manning goes out like the Kansas City game, and then it was Brock Osweiler all the way through. They benched him at halftime of the Chargers game, and as a Manning fan, I was glad. But it wasn't fair to Brock because it wasn't his fault. I think whoever the running back was at the time, C.J. Anderson fumbled and Emmanuel Sanders fumbled. And that led to like two scores for the Chargers, and they benched Brock because of it. He wasn't reading the blitzes right and stuff, and Manning came in and fixed that. It all worked out in hindsight. But if I'm Elway, when that move is made, you're sitting down and you're saying, Brock Osweiler, hey, you're probably not saying Brock Osweiler, you're saying Brock. You're saying, hey, Brock. It is what it is, man. It's Peyton Manning. You did great for us, but Manning's ready to go. And, you know, this is just kind of where our organization is. We owe it to him to see this thing through. This is his last year. We want you to be the guy going forward. That conversation never happened. And then by the time Brock Osweiler tells this story, and he regrets it even, but he says, hey, my agent told me you got till this date for him to call you. And if he doesn't call you, you don't answer. And we're going to Houston. Because we got money on the table. We're going there. Brock said the date came and went. The next night, he's out at dinner. He has his phone sitting on the table. It's John Elway. Brock was told specifically by his agent not to answer the phone. He didn't answer the phone. Brock went to Houston.
Broncos panic, draft Paxton Lynch.
Yep. And then you just, plan B was Brock. But you didn't treat, you took plan B, threw it in the trash can, didn't want to think about it ever again, put it up on the shelf.
You just thought it would work itself out that way.
It would work itself out. We're the Broncos. I'm John Elway. Brock's going to want to be here. He called him. He clearly wanted him. And then so plan B turned into a fiasco. And from that point on, nothing worked out. You signed Vaughn, which I agreed with at the time. And it turned out, in hindsight, I was wrong too. I was wrong about that. Because Vaughn wasn't the playmaker, at least with how this team was constructed, that he is now. Vaughn is a Hall of Famer, but he's also a complimentary player. He plays well when everything else is going well. That doesn't mean he can't create sometimes when crap hits the fan. He did that. He did that in the Super Bowl year. But the biggest problem with all of this, and unfortunately George Payton is now left to pick up the pieces, is because of John Elway avoiding plan B 6 years ago. You got the Super Bowl out of it. No one's trading that. That's a Super Bowl. Not everybody has three. The Broncos do. But at what cost? I think we all agree it was worth it. 7 years of this drought was worth it. It's because that's what it's about. It's about winning a Super Bowl. But it could have been handled so much better. And finally, John Elway realized, I was good for a minute. And lost her. He waited too long to try to bring somebody else in to repair this thing. And now, George Payton, for better or worse, is not only trying to build because he's a new GM, he's not only trying to clean up some of the small messes he's already made, he's trying to clean up the mess that John Elway made. He's got a lot of work to do. So, if you're the Walton Petter Group, if you're Mr. Walton, if you're Mr. Penner, do you wait for this thing to see it? Do you see it through? Do you wait another year? Or do you scrap it again and say, Hackett's gone, Quinn, you're in? Maybe that's not scrapping it then. If George Payton can stay. But George made the decision, that, make no mistake about it, the decision to sign Russell Wilson to an extension before a game that they saw in the blue and orange or whatever the color is they're wearing, is could go down in history as one of the most crippling decisions a Broncos GM has ever made. Pair that with the trade. The trading of all the picks plus the extension. This could, it could, I'm just saying it could, go down in history for the Broncos as the worst move they've ever made. And that's what we're facing. Positively, it could turn itself around and it turns out great. Everybody's singing and we're happy. But there is potential here that this is the worst move ever made by a Broncos GM. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. On that note, maybe something positive, Angel. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Many better openings to a song than that. You big Chili Peppers guy, Angel? No?
I know some of their songs, it's just I didn't get into their music when they were popular.
Check out their new album. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you're not like a Chili Peppers are their own, just completely own thing. Like, I listen to conventional hard rock and stuff, but then I love the Chili Peppers, and that's not conventional hard rock.
No, I'm still making my way through the late 70s, 80s rock era. Haven't got quite to the 90s, 2000s, so I'll get there eventually.
AC/DC, get into the AC/DC. Once you get into that world.
I'm still making my way out of Metallica.
Yeah, so Metallica.
A little dark clouded right now.
Metallica, I mean, they have everything. It's everything. If you want to get crazy, you want to get deep and thoughtful and thought-provoking, then you can go Metallica.
You a Nickelback guy?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Hate Nickelback.
Why?
Just terrible.
Everyone else tells you to?
They are pop. No, it's not rock. If you're a real rock... If you are a Metallica fan and you tell me you like Nickelback, you are not allowed to go to a Metallica concert. You cannot walk into that door.
Maybe I just like guitars and rock music and
Nickelback
drums.
Isn't rock.
It is, though.
It's pop with a heavy guitar once in a while. It's pop music. That's what it is. Look at this photograph.
Well, I mean, that's one example.
Terrible
There's plenty
song.
Of other songs that they have.
I'll keep dreaming. Like, that's not rock. Get out of here with that. No, I can't stand Nickelback. Mm-mm. Okay. Although, their very first song ever, Leader of Men, I think. No, it's called Swallow. It's a... seeing what I mean? They're terrible. Go back and look at that. That's a great song.
Well,
first album.
A song that they did. It's a sea shanty of their song, Rockstar. It's actually pretty good.
I like sea shanties. I'll give you that. But go back and look up that song. That is Nickelback rock. That's good.
And that was it.
That was it. Okay. Then they went, you know what? Let's sell out, bro. You in? I'm in.
So now they're sellouts.
Oh, there's totally sellouts. Totally. Yeah, look at that.
They haven't been popular since like 2005.
Well, they were sellout. Well, they need to be selling out more. They were sellouts back then. That Rockstar song. There's no depth.
They put out a new song this year. It's pretty good.
They're still alive.
Yeah, wow. It's Chad Kroeger's birthday. You were listening to Good Morning Noco.
I did.
You
know. I heard it. I'm trying not to admit it. And I was seething.
Oh, that you listened to your own programming?
No, that I listened to them talk about Nickelback. Because anytime I hear Nickelback, any mention of it, I usually turn away. But I wanted to just be mad in my car. I was seething. Because Brian and Tanner both. You like Nickelback?
I enjoyed
Come
some
on.
Of their songs.
Come on,
it was part of. I grew up listening to that stuff. Nickelback or Green Day?
Oh, Green Day. And I'm not a big Green Day fan. But yeah, they sell out too, by the way.
They did.
Some of my favorite bands sell out. So let me just be clear. When I say sell out, doesn't mean it's not always the worst thing in the world. But you have to be a mix. What was it, John C. Reilly? The actor John C. Reilly, he always said, he's like, hey, your problem, he was talking to Will Ferrell, he's like, your problem is you always do the goofy crap. I do the serious stuff that I'm going to get honored for an award someday, but I also screw around, I sell out once in a while, and I do the stupid movies, right? You got to do both. I have no problem when some of my favorite rock bands sell out. Just don't sell out all the time. You know, buy in sometimes rather than sell out.
Did the Broncos sell out with Russell Wilson?
You're trying to rope this thing back in. The last thing I was going to say is on AC/DC, I will tell you, I'm always a music, like I like rock because of the thoughtful lyrics and thought provoking and all that stuff. Then I love AC/DC and it's like, listen to eight of those songs and you just don't know what your life is about anymore. Because it's about three things. Three things. And you know exactly what those are. What do the Broncos do here going forward? That's really the thing. I'm running out of hope. I'm running out of excuses for this team. I mean, you got the Raiders coming up, and I keep saying it's a must win. I don't even know what it is. What is this
win
game?
What does a win over the Raiders do?
Nothing. 970, Chad Kroger is on line one and wants to Geno Rivera you. Man,
I would welcome
a good
that call.
Text. That's a good text. You know why that's a good text, Angel?
Because it ties in several different things.
Historical reference from 2 weeks ago. That means you loved the Geno I Told You So Rivera interview. That was a damn good interview.
He's a champ.
He's a champ now, and I think that our interview had something to do with it. Chad Kroger's on line one and wants to Geno Rivera you. Dixon talking about, the curse of Kyle Sloter. Russ could add a line of kilts with suspenders to his brand. Oh, when he's with the Sheboygan Tunnel Diggers. That's a good text. AA, does my info about NFL Europe count towards Top Text Tuesday? It's worth a shot, right? I don't know, Angel. You're the judge on this.
You keep switching this.
You don't want... Every other day,
that's
I'm
so
the judge.
So much responsibility.
Does it count? Is it
I mean,
the
text and it's Tuesday, so it's up for consideration. You want to get technical.
Yeah.
Because we follow the rules here on the text line.
Yes, we absolutely do.
They're not written down, but they're rules.
Any kind of a text counts. I don't care if you text. If you copy and paste something, it counts. Not cool, Angel. That's what AA said.
What?
I don't know.
You're going to say not cool. You need to be specific.
He's just saying the fact that you like Chad Kroger and Nickelback is not cool, I guess.
I guess I'm cooler than you.
I've seen Nickelback in concert, Angel.
You didn't have fun?
No!
Did you take anything for it?
I should have. One of my best buddies of all time, Deuce, probably listening, is a big Nickelback guy. And his wife, love her to death, is also a big Nickelback person. She's not like a big person, but she's a Nickelback fan. And so I kind of was like, yeah, it's all right. He's like, he was a senior when I was a freshman. So when we got to be best friends, I was like, I got to be cool with this guy. Yeah, Nickelback, love those guys. Chad, great. Yeah, singing about weird crap that nobody cares about. And then I went to the concert and I'm like, this looks like I'm at an NSYNC concert, man. And finally, got bold when we had a few beverages and I said, I do not care for those songs. The Nickelback. We were playing Nickelback, playing Madden or something. I'm like, I'm not in on this, man. Not good. Dixon, speaking of Nickelback, heard George Payton started a new band. It's called Can I Get My Quarter of a Billion Back? Oh!
That's a good one.
Yikes. That is a text. That's a text, Dixon. I'm proud of you for that. That's one of your best texts. And you've had some good ones. From the 970, fire Hackett and run with Evero as head coach.
Is that the same thing? Just defensive?
Yeah, so what are you doing? I mean, you still got to pay Hackett. So you fire him, the money doesn't go away. It's like, let's me put it in Walton Walmart. You've got a guy running general manager at Walmart, and you just say fire the general manager, but you still got to pay him through the end of the year and have that guy do double the work.
Cashier number two.
Yeah, cashier number two, you're in for GM, but that GM, you're fired, but I still got to pay you your contract.
And the stock boy in the back, you're up at front now.
You're up at front, but do we get a pay raise? No, because we're still paying the GM we just fired. Oh,
now do your job.
Yeah, do your job and do it well. You're not going to fire Hackett in the middle of the season.
No, at this point, no.
And you're not getting blown out, but that's because of the defense. But is Evero going to come in and run the offense? Who's running the offense?
He's calling plays.
Russ?
Get rid of Hackett, you got to get rid of the OC.
It's not Russ calling.
I mean, that's what Bryce Young did with Alabama last week. Told Bill O'Brien to, you know, kick rocks, and I'm going to call the plays.
Maybe that's what... Well, that's
give
the thing.
Give him two wristbands and see what happens.
Maybe Russ should wear two wristbands. One of Russ's ideas and one of Hackett's ideas. When just I look at this...
Looking at both arms.
Yeah.
we're going to go right here.
I look at a defense. When I look at Ejiro Evero's defense, it like makes sense to me. It flows. There's just things that he blitzes when it makes sense. You know, still surprising teams, but it's like you don't go, why would you blitz there? You don't really freak out on that. And even the flea flicker, it was, you didn't have the right coverage, but he fell. PJ Locke fell. Who knows? He might have still been able to catch him. But you look at the offense, and there's no rhyme or reason. Makes zero sense.
There's no, like, they're not attacking specific weaknesses of a defense.
It's like Russ has got an idea of this play, and then Hackett has an idea over here. Maybe they take turnsies. You call the plays this series, I'll call the plays next series.
Well, in some plays, it's like it's designed to go this way, and it has to be like, Russ, you have to throw the ball on the left sideline to Sutton. He doesn't catch it, he doesn't catch it. If he yeah. does, he gets it.
Yeah. It doesn't have a flow. It just doesn't. From the 970, make Hackett fulfill his contract as a greeter at Walmart. Problem solved. That's true. He still owes. I still want work from you. You're still under contract. So I'm sending you to Walmart. And we're promoting. Okay, got a lot of texts. Double A says Dixon wins. Holyoke, who you got? The Sheboygan Tunnel Diggers or the Lubbock Rope Rubbers? Lubbock? Lubbock. There we go. Sheboygan, for sure. Who are you in on? Who's getting your money? Lubbock or Sheboygan? Sheboygan all the way.
Yeah, it sounds better.
I just like to say Sheboygan. That's
Sheboygan.
Yeah. We got to take a break. Brady, Russell Wilson should call plays because Angel out of nowhere. Guess what this Alabama player did in 2015? No, it makes
last
sense.
Last Saturday.
Yeah,
what?
It was, I don't know. Will County Swami's a hater.
He must not be listening.
He was. It was last week you were talking.
Well, he turned it on because we were talking about Nickelback, and then we stopped, and yep. He turned it off. So you didn't get the full context of what I was saying.
Freaking Nickelback. It's not music, Angel. 1:42 the time. Let's get the latest on Local Sports Flash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's okay. You can let it go. I mean, I'm not.
Oh, he's about to cuss there. So
oh, beep.
That was Nickelback's new song, San Quentin. Had you for a second there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I tell you what. Instrumentally wise, it came out kind of roaring. But his style is just like, I can't explain it. I gave you my whole spiel about some of the stuff. I don't want to talk about the rest, but. I'm kind of a music snob. I kind of like, my wife always says, she's like, you don't like anything else. You just like, for some reason, you like hard rock music, really, really hillbilly, old school, like country with banjo, and Christmas music. And 80s music. 80s cornball music. All in on that. In fact, we haven't done an 80s Friday in a while. Maybe that's coming.
You take one history of rock and roll class and suddenly you're an expert.
Yeah.
What about history of jazz?
No.
Contemporary.
But I was a rock. See, and I took history of rock and roll at the young age of like 30. Because I went back to UNC, and that was one of the classes. And I'm like, this is easy. I don't even need... For some of the historical stuff, it was really fascinating. But there was a segment on AC/DC that was like, your assignment is to listen to this album, Back in Black. I'm like, how many times?
Someone repeat my car right now.
I've already been jamming out, bro.
I had to buy another CD because I wore it out.
Yeah, he actually did. I told you about the freaking Amazon thing, right? Told you about that.
Think so.
Yeah, I can't listen to my music.
Yes.
Yeah. Can we get Walton Penner Group to buy Amazon? Because they're not doing it right. Sorry. You guys are too focused on it, Thursday Night Football, and now you're screwing up my music. Okay? Your football's bad. Your music's bad now. All right? Let's get it fixed. If you had to put money on it, is George Payton getting fired? Nathaniel Hackett getting fired? Russell Wilson getting cut or traded? Or is anything happening?
You're not going to trade Russ. Hackett probably going to get fired at the end of the season.
So he would be the one.
He'll be on that, Black Monday of the NFL.
Yeah.
And then George Payton's up next.
So he's fired this year, or do you give him the other next year?
It's hard to tell because you kind of want to, hey, you have another draft pick. Can you do anything in free agency? If not, we're going to cut you in May, and that'll be it.
Going to give him...
And they may just go a year without a GM or a coach.
Just have Damani Leach take over?
Sure.
He's kind of got that jersey project, though, that he's working on. So.
Well, somebody's got to. We need a coach. We need a GM.
My focus is better served here on this jersey poll question that we're doing. I can't be focused on other stuff.
Oh, you got to make sure your future team looks good.
Maybe that would be it. That'll get it started. 150 the time. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Same old, same town, going nowhere. The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Welcome back into the whole show. There you go. That's good. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Today's winner of Top Text Tuesday, well-deserved. Let's go with the arch nemesis of the show, Dixon. He did it. He did it. Oh, there it is. There it is. He got the job done. He wins. Beginner's Luck won it. Smitty won it last week. And now Dixon is right there in the mix. And we have a very competitive battle going on for Top Text Tuesday. Congratulations to Dixon. You won a $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. You're in the mix for a $50 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. That's going to do it for us. Big Tuesday night. Here we got Brew Talk coming up at 5 o'clock. The UNC Bears Coaches Show live from the GOAT coming up at 6. Good night, Northern Colorado.